Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salam and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about how we should treat and raise children. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
We are so glad to be with you on Saturday, 27th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we listen to a verse from the Holy Quran and the important point of this verse. For today, we choose verse 13 of chapter Luqman. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa idh qala Luqman libnihi wa huwa ya'idhuhu ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la zulmun 'azim.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Luqman said to his son while he was instructing him, O my son, do not associate anything with Allah. Indeed, association with him is great injustice.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Luqman's wisdom requires that before anything else, he refers to the most basic ideological subject, the subject of monotheism. Every destructive movement which is against Allah originates from polytheism. Luqman mentions the reason of the negation of polytheism, that polytheism is a grievous iniquity. What an injustice is greater than this, that not only it has been done about Allah, that they have considered a worthless being equivalent with him, but also about the servants of Allah, that they lead them astray.
Come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
Today we're going to speak about how we should treat and raise children. So be with us. Treating children in Islam involves kindness, gentleness, and setting a good example. Parents should provide a supportive environment, offer sincere prayers, and handle stubbornness with wisdom and patience. Fairness, guidance, and instilling a sense of responsibility are also essential. The Quran and Sunnah emphasize the importance of love and care in raising children. In Islam, treating children with kindness, compassion, and respect is emphasized as a key aspect of parenting and family life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about communication challenges between parents and teenagers and how to resolve them. Just like a shopkeeper who sells their goods to genuine customers, people share their thoughts with those who truly listen. When you enter a shop with a smile, greet the seller warmly and show interest in the product, the seller will engage with you. However, if you walk in coldly and barely respond to their greeting, they will withdraw. Similarly, when communicating effectively with teenagers, parents must first recognize them as a deserving of meaningful dialogue rather than treating them like children. First, we have to ask this question from ourselves. What causes conflicts between teenagers and parents? At the start of adolescence, much like the beginning of romantic relationships or sudden accidents, everything feels intense. Teenagers develop a newfound need for independence and often challenge authority figures. They see no source of power as more formidable yet safe than their parents. Consequently, they start opposing parental authority in various matters. Negotiation techniques that worked during childhood are no longer effective. The root issue isn't always the problem itself. Rather, the teenager's need for authority dominates their interactions with parents.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Now, step by step, we get familiar with the steps to more effective parenting. One of these steps is making time for our kids. It's often hard for parents and kids to get together for a family meal, let alone spending quality time together. But there is probably nothing kids would like more. Get up 10 minutes earlier in the morning so you can eat breakfast with your child or leave the dishes in the sink and take a walk after dinner. Kids who aren't getting the attention they want from their parents often act out or misbehave because they are sure to be noticed that way. Many parents find it rewarding to schedule together time with their kids. Create a special night each week to be together and let your kids help decide how to spend the time. Look for other ways to connect. Put a note or something special in your kids' lunchbox.
Oh,
let's look at the religious training of children. Beliefs in Allah speaks first. A firm faith in the Creator is the source of all good. If a child grows up to believe in Allah, he will learn to be conscientious. Life will hold meaning and responsibility. Children must be taught about the existence of Allah and the abundance of blessings He has bestowed upon us. Nature, science, could all be used to point out the greatness of the Creator. Expose the child to books and films that show people with a firm faith in Allah and illustrate how the faith helps them overcome obstacles and problems. Children should not be given the impression that Allah would like to punish humans for every wrong they do. Allah is greatly merciful, loves us, and is willing to help and guide us. Teach children to love Allah, trust in Him, and to ask from Him all their needs. This positive attitude will help the child build a lasting relationship with Allah.
Thing that a lot of people experience, especially the elders with the younger generation. So a father that's grown up in Pakistan and India and Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Lebanon will want the same exact lifestyle, the same exact way of dressing, the same exact way of speaking, the same exact way of hairstyle, the same exact way of everything that his son that's born in this country does. This is unfair. This is completely unfair. You were born and raised in a different country. This person is born and raised in a different country at a different time. Enforcing such things onto our family, enforcing such things onto our children is completely unfair and it's meaningless. Because when it comes to the important aspects, we've already created a rebellion within them. We've created this rebellion. Now when we even tell them the good things that they must incorporate in their lives, they're not willing to listen. Because to them, our advice is then meaningless. When I tell my son, I don't like your jeans. You don't have to like his jeans. I don't like your hairstyle. You don't have to like his hairstyle. It's as simple as that. There's no other way for me to put it. But when I come and tell him, son, now, for example, on the day of Friday, you should come and attend Salat al-Jum'ah. Salat al-Jum'ah purifies your soul. Salat al-Jum'ah brings you back to Allah. It creates a balance in your life that you've dedicated 24/7 of school and work in this country. He says, this advice, again, is also meaningless, so I'm not going to listen to it now again. So we have to create that balance.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about treating our kids. So, till another time, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.